underwater and in ruins. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the story in parts of southwest Florida where Hurricane Ian barreled ashore. Mal Marie lives in Fort Myers.
I got out with a pair of shoes. I've been just borrowing clothes and getting donations as much as I can.
The devastation is widespread, with many homes and businesses destroyed.
As gas stations come back online here in Fort Myers, they are inundated with lines of cars desperate for fuel. We saw one station with collapsed canopies still trying to serve customers in need. Meanwhile, the sound of helicopters and ambulances is nonstop as rescue teams scour hundreds of island homes on a search for survivors.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley. The storm is blamed for more than two dozen deaths in Florida. Ian is now a post-tropical cyclone after battering South Carolina. Fox's Molly Line is in Charleston.
We got a chance to get out and take a look at some of the damage, as there are still thousands of people without power. The utility crews are working to get the lights turned back on. There was some standing water in town that is largely dissipated. People were able to get out and start to clean up.
The storm is now moving up the coast, dumping heavy rain and causing dangerous rip currents. Another ominous development in Ukraine. The country's nuclear power provider accuses Russia of kidnapping the head of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Russian troops allegedly stopped his car, blindfolded him, then took him to an undisclosed location. Russian troops have occupied the plant since the beginning of the conflict. More condemnation aimed at North Korea. South Korea says its neighbor fired off two short-range ballistic missiles. The provocation is seen as a response to military exercises between the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Exoneration for a member of the U.S. Navy at his court-martial.
A military judge in San Diego finds U.S. Navy sailor Ryan Sawyer Mays not guilty of setting a massive fire in 2020 that destroyed the $1.2 billion USS Bonham Rashard. Mays, who has maintained he's innocent, charged with arson and willful hazarding of a ship. Prosecutors alleged the then 19-year-old ignited cardboard boxes in a lower vehicle storage area, claiming he was disgruntled about dropping out of Navy SEAL training. The defense arguing there was no physical evidence tying Mays to the blaze. Mays telling reporters he's so grateful the case is over, calling the last 2 years the hardest of his life. More than 20 senior officers and sailors were disciplined in connection with the fire. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A Massachusetts woman has pleaded not guilty to a fatal fire at an apartment building. Yvonne Nagori is being held without bail. She faces charges of murder, assault, and arson after four people died and several others were hurt when the building went up in flames in May. Nagori once lived in the building in Worcester, but prosecutors have not revealed a motive. Purple and black bunting has been draped outside a New York City firehouse. First responders are mourning the loss of emergency medical worker Allison Russo Elling, who police say was randomly stabbed to death.
Authorities say Russo Elling was getting lunch near her Queen Station house Thursday afternoon when a man with a knife stabbed her more than 20 times. Police say an eyewitness chased the man into a nearby apartment building where he surrendered. 34-year-old Peter Zisopoulos is charged with Russo Elling's murder. A published report says he has a history of mental illness.
Fox's David Lee Miller. The stock market closed out the month of September and the third quarter with lots of red arrows. The Dow lost another 500 points. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.